Trail Meme is another way of providing a series of links to different sites, perhaps for your students or for your colleagues or for anybody else for that matter. But it's a little bit different from the ones where you just provide them as a list or as a series of tabs or as a series of little thumbnails on a startup page. Trail Meme offers to provide your links in a specific order, as a trail, in fact. So think of a cross between a concept map and a multi-URL provider, where each of the nodes in the map is a different link out to a website, and the connectors indicate a pathway through that series of links. So anybody coming in can look at get an overview and look at the links and just click on them one by one, or they can follow a specific pathway that you've set that going from one site to another. And that's perhaps where it's particularly useful for use with students, because you can indicate an order, an ideal order, or perhaps not ideal, but a suggested order, where students start at one site, perhaps a more straightforward one or a general one, and from there they're led into more specific sites which provide particular details about the topic that you're guiding them through. They can, of course, make the choice to look at the overview and go straight to whichever site they want, though. So it's giving the user that choice about how they follow the path. You need an account in order to use Trail Meme, but it depends on when you're listening to this podcast, because unfortunately this podcast is by way of an obituary, because Trail Meme is due to close on the 31st of October. It's a shame, because it offers an alternative to the others, so it's a pity that it's going, but it's not unlike several of the Web 2 tools that we've looked at during the course of this project. Having created your account anyway, you can create your first trail, and you need to have your web pages or websites available already. It just makes it a little bit quicker. Then it's simply a matter of copying and pasting the link into each new node on the trail that you create. You can add some supplementary text, and you can also add tags so that it makes searching for and filtering things later on much easier. You can provide that finished trail to someone else through a link, or it can be an embed code. So there are different ways of supplying it out. You can also choose the degree of privacy that it has, whether it's a public trail or a personal one. There's perhaps not a great deal of use going into much more detail, since you're not going to get a great deal of chance to try it. You can use it, or you used to be able to use it, as a viewer.